Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in to The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Coming to you from our home, Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. The Saints take down the Yuccaneers, 34-17. Bobby, I told you there's nothing to worry about in this game.
Christian, you did tell me. To me, anytime you win by double digits, it is dominant. I thought it'd be a field goal type game. The Saints would come out on top. Boy, I was so wrong.
I will never pick the Buccaneers to beat the Saints as long as Jameis Winston's the quarterback. Just won't do it.
Well, that's a good theory. That is a good theory because, Christian, if you look at it, so what if he threw for 300 yards? Since he came into the league, he has the most interceptions and the most fumbles. So he's a turnover machine waiting to happen. Oh, speaking of turnovers.
Can't win with them.
The Saints are plus +4. You're never going to lose. Okay.
And you score?
Okay, and you score, Christian. We hit the trifecta. I say this every now and then. Under Sean Payton, listen to this trifecta. It doesn't matter what we do offensively. Obviously, we protected the football. When we force three turnovers or more, the Saints have won 33 games and only lost 6 under Sean Payton. When we've committed 0 turnovers, we're 42 wins and 5 losses. And our scoring defense, when we allow 20 or fewer points, we're 77 wins and 8 losses. You want to talk about domination? No.
What's the percentile on those? It's all like 90 percentile, right?
Christian, I don't know. I got the numbers right here, 33-6, 77-8, 42-5. That is domination. You're talking about over a dozen years. So not just like a decade, over a dozen years, 13 seasons, look, double digits. That right there speaks volumes of where the Saints at. But you know what? The Succoneers are our whipping boy. They are our whipping boy. The bottom line is that the Saints overall, even though Tampa Bay got their first win against New Orleans, if you look at the history, they have not beaten the Saints. It doesn't matter if it's in Tampa or it's in New Orleans overall. If you look at it now, the Saints are 16 wins overall in the history of the franchise, 16 wins and 9 losses in Tampa. You know how hard it is to win in a row with 16-9. Now Sean Payton in Tampa, he's 9 wins and 5 losses. And overall, we're 35-21 in this series. And Christian, the reason why I keep bringing that up, that's the club's best winning percentage versus any NFL opponent. When you talk about, okay, if you want to win and you're hungry for a win, just bring on the Buccaneers. Bring on the Succoneers because we're going to get a win. And that's what occurred, and hopefully that's the case going forward. And to show you how many games Drew Brees has played, think about this. No quarterback in NFL history. Now listen to what I'm saying. This is before the game. No quarterback in NFL history has thrown for more touchdown passes as a visitor in Tampa Bay. Again, Tampa Bay is, I'm not going to say the B word, but Tampa Bay is the whipping boy for Drew Brees.
They get punked by Drew.
He now has 26 touchdown passes against the Buccaneers. That is like a whole season when you think about that. And I tell you what, I thought it'd be a field goal type game. Christian, who you gave the game ball to?
Nick Easton in the Saints secondary.
Okay, you did it right. Oh, God, you hit that lot, Christian. You need to go play the lottery because you hit it right on. If you look at the whole secondary, without Lattimore, what we did, that is like unbelievable considering what they've done against other teams, that being Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Christian, I was so proud of our secondary overall. I was so proud of Nick Easton because we cashed in an insurance policy. Nick Easton is a version of Teddy Bridgewater on the offensive line. We gave Teddy Bridgewater $7 million. We cashed in that insurance policy. He got it done. Teddy Bridgewater got it done. Today, now it has to continue because Andres Peak got a broken arm. Nick Easton cashed in that $4 million and he got it done, considering that who you going against. Yeah. Come on, Adamakin Sue and Vita Vey, that ain't chopped liver. I am so proud.
And the Saints rushed for 109 yards against a very, very difficult run for
and we had, we went like Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians got a little too cute. How can they only run the ball eight times? Single digits, eight times? Jameis Winston's not that good. Why are you only running eight times? Christian, the average 4.5 yards a run, a lot of that was Jameis Winston, but they had 36 total. But I'm looking at the Saints. 28 rushing attempts, 109 yards, 3.9 yard average. Now, you know who showed up when you look at the Saints? As far as he looks like he's healthy now, Alvin Kamara.
We were talking about in the game about the first after the first possession. We looked at it. I looked at you and said, "Does he look healthy to you? Because he's not making guys miss." And all of a sudden, he started breaking up a bunch of tackles.
Christian, he had 154 total yards. He averaged 6 yards a carry on 13 attempts. He caught 10 balls out of 10 targets. You might say it's only 47 yards, but he's catching it right at a 5 yard average. But he averaged 11 yards on a punt return. He had that long gain of 27. So 154 yards getting done. You know who else got it done? And we called him out. We love him. Who's the Saints' best defensive player? Who? Come on.
Cam Jordan.
Didn't Cam Jordan show up?
1.5 sacks.
1.5 sacks. So now he's on the cusp already of having double digit. He's stacking them. I love when he does that stack. I go, Christian, that's you got to stack it. He got 9.5 sacks. You know he's right there to get double digits. So an outstanding team victory. Kiko Alonso led the team in tackles with 6. I mean, just one tackle for a loss. He had a pass defending. It was a total team effort as far as when you look what all said and done. Total domination when Christian. We had the ball 14 minutes more than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know why that's not surprising? Because we came into the game number 4 in the whole NFL time of possession. That wasn't the case against Atlanta, but we still in the top 5. We're number 4. So we setting the tone, and I think that's a truly critical. And you plus 4, like you said, now we plus 8 for the season. Woo, you
those numbers, that's where you want a 10-11?
At the end of the season, you know where we need to be? Plus 12 or more.
The Rams were plus 11 last year.
Okay, I'm saying if we plus 12 or more, we'll be a number one seed. I truly believe that that's what it's going
to
take.
I want to go back to Cam Jordan for just a second.
Yeah.
He's got 9.5 sacks for the year. That would give him 3 straight double-digit sack seasons and 4 out of the last 5. He's had that will put him at 5 double-digit sack seasons through his career in New Orleans. That's getting it done.
That's getting it done. I'm never worried about Cam Jordan. Listen, and I even we Christian, we even called him out because the most sack the quarterback he sacked the most, and that was not the case last week, was Matt Ryan.
Yep.
And so that was disappointing. That might have been Cam's weakest game was against the Falcons. That has not been the case in his career, but he definitely bounced back and showing his leadership to get it done. And, Christian, I wrote this down. I think I mentioned it to you, that I was so confident that we were going to win. Now, you never know because the way the NFL is, double-digit lead, what does that mean? NFL teams can come back. We were up 13-0. With 11 minutes and 55 seconds left in the second quarter, I go, man, the Saints, they're going to win. Now, I don't know how we're going to win, but I thought we were truly in control. You know why? How we came out the gate in the first quarter.
13 points.
We're setting the tone, and that's one thing. Tampa Bay has gotten off the fast starts in the first half, and we flipped the script, and they have not been a second-half team, so I was really encouraged by that. And you know what else? Sean Payton said this when we lost to the Falcons, third down. What were we doing on third down? Tampa Bay's defense, the Saints' defense were outstanding at this point of the season. We were identical, only giving up 33% conversion rate. Well, let me tell you what happened today. Both teams are outstanding on third down defense. We got 54%, and Tampa Bay only was able to get 38%. So we won that battle. So that does not surprise me right there. If I have only one negative, and it would be like that could come back to bite you.
Penalties.
Yeah, penalties.
9 for 76 for the Saints.
We need to be like more like 6, 7, or 5 around there. But 9 penalties are 100 yards. That's not good. That's a great point, Christian. You bring that up because that is something. You never know how the officials are going to call the game. But that's one area we got to get better.
A couple of those calls were questionable, but still.
Yeah, but still, you never know how they're going to call the game. You have to avoid that. But being +4, if we +4 against any NFL team, there's no way in hell the Saints are losing. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who we playing, that we're winning. That we're not losing. It's impossible.
Come visit Fat Boys Pizza tonight. The Yingling team is here featuring traditional lager, golden pilsner, black and tan, and light lager, bottles and draft. Tonight, wear your black and gold jersey for a free pint of Yingling, the oldest American brewery. This is the point after here at Fat Boys, 2565 Metairie Road. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.